Hello. I'd like to read a little something that is something that I wish that somebody had given me when I was a little girl, but nobody did, so I recently bought it for myself, and it sits on my coffee table, and it's Mark Twain's advice to little girls. It was probably, I don't think it was a book when he published it. It was probably in magazines or newspapers, but they pretty recently turned it into a book with some awesome illustrations. It would be, I think, a great gift for maybe a 12 or 13-year-old girl, maybe smart little thing that likes to read, has a good vocabulary. It's Mark Twain, so it's a little biting, and it's a satire of those lists that they made during his time, etiquette and behavior standards for girls mostly, how they were expected to behave in public and with their families and to their teachers and different relationships that they have. And so, of course, Mark Twain's take on it is satirical, and I really love it because it encourages some bad behavior and some independent thinking, and it's obviously some tongue-in-cheek little things here and there. So I don't know, it's kind of delightful, and I thought it would be fun to share with you, and hopefully you would like it as much as I do. So, okay, advice to little girls. Good little girls ought not to make mouths at their teachers for every trifling offense. This retaliation should only be resorted to under peculiarly aggravated circumstances. If you have nothing but a rag doll stuffed with sawdust, while one of your more fortunate little playmates has a costly china one, you should treat her with a show of kindness nevertheless, and you ought not to attempt to make a forcible swap with her, unless your conscience would justify you in it, and you know you're able to do it. You ought never to take your little brother's chewing gum away from him by main force. It is better to rope him in with the promise of the first $2.50 you find floating down the river on a grindstone. In the artless simplicity natural to this time of life, he will regard it as a perfectly fair transaction. In all ages of the world, this eminently plausible fiction has lured the obtuse infant to financial ruin and disaster. If at any time you find it necessary to correct your brother, do not correct him with mud. Never on any account throw mud at him, because it will spoil his clothes. It's better to scald him a little, for then you obtain desirable results. You secure his immediate attention to the lessons you are inculcating, and at the same time, your hot water will have a tendency to move impurities from his person, and possibly the skin in spots. If your mother tells you to do a thing, it's wrong to reply that you won't. It's better and more becoming to intimate that you will do as she bids you, and then, afterward, act quietly in the matter according to the dictates of your best judgment. You should ever bear in mind that it is to your kind parents that you are indebted for your food and for the privilege of staying home from school when you let on that you're sick. Therefore, you ought to respect their little prejudices and humor their little whims and put on with their little foibles until they get to crowding you too much. And finally, good little girls always show marked deference for the aged. You ought never to sass old people unless they sass you first. Cute. The independent girls.